I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
I said give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zeta Zay.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
You need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks.
Hey, everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I'm Lewis Howley.
I'm Sam Spoker. We are Pretty Deadly. Yips for
Hello, my name is Zina Dragunov, the star, the NXT UK champion, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
You are listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Romoran, and Chino Liao on another audio-only episode. No Rowan ASH on this one because he is focusing on school. We're recording this on a Monday afternoon, kind of fresh off of SmackDown, where the ending saw the big return of Karrion Kross and Scarlett, which served as the inspiration for this week's audio-only episode, where we talk about the hottest free agents in wrestling today. Siyempre, maraming free agents. Medyo malawak din yung definition niya. So we'll define all of that in a bit, and we're going to focus on seven names that we have our eyes on that we want to see back in WWE now that we're in this new Triple H era. But before we get into defining everything and setting the table, let's tell you about how you can become a part of our growing wrestling podcast patron community.
All right, guys. There is no premium live event or pay-per-view event happening this month. But if you like what we do and you want to support us because you like what we do, all you got to do is subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. For as low as $5 or only 280 pesos a month, you get access to our Discord community where we do the watch parties when we do the watch parties. And we talk about wrestling, sports, games, TV shows, other good stuff with our patrons. Then you also get exclusive access to our review content of weekly television shows, pay-per-views, PLEs, live events as well over here in the Philippines. And then we also have merch. You get free merch, free shirt from us, from our line of merch produced by our friends at PNA. And also, if we have pasabais, you get in on it as well. So again, all of that good stuff, all of those perks, all of those bonuses, when you subscribe to our Patreon and support us and at patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. Again, $5 a month, 280 pesos a month. Go get it.
All right. So, sabi natin kanina, hottest free agents in wrestling today, and I think we can define a free agent as a wrestler or a talent who's not necessarily affiliated with any promotion. Tipong wala silang full-time contract. So, if you're somebody like, say, Robbie Eagles, you don't count as a free agent because you're technically part of NJPW. So, we're talking about people who have left WWE or AEW or Impact for one reason or another and are currently just without a home promotion. I think that's enough of a definition, diba?
Yep, yeah, that is pretty much it, yes.
Yeah, so it's pretty much your same definition for free agents in sports. So we're going to focus on seven names that we have our eyes on. And now that Triple H is running creative in WWE, we're really excited for the possibility of seeing them in WWE, or in most cases, seeing them back on the main roster. Let's start with name number one. And this is a name that has been in the news for the last 3 months. I think it's pretty obvious that Sasha Banks has to be on this list.
Damay yeah. na natin si Naomi.
Kasi, oh, yeah, sure, yeah. sure. Sige. Package deal naman sila.
Yeah.
So, Sasha and Naomi are technically free agents. They've technically released, although WWE won't tell you that because there's a lot of bad press surrounding it. But they have been let go. There have been lawyers and legal counsel involved in that. So, while they haven't been signed to the other companies just yet, especially the AEW, there is an ample opportunity for them to go back home. And as we mentioned already on the live stream last week, this isn't the same WWE that they left a few months back. And considering that Sasha is a huge Triple H girl, if you will, I think that Triple H would be using her the way she wants, the way she's been pushing for. So since Sasha's super popular, you can't deny that she is a hot free agent at the moment.
Yeah, also, this is very similar to the CM Punk situation of 2009 when he
was out with the 2014 title. Naman.
2014 ba yun? Oh, anyway, yeah. Whenever that was, when he re-signed an extension, diba, he left. He actually, there was a period of time in CM Punk's WWE history where he wasn't signed with the WWE and he actually left and they just got him back for an extension. So they agreed to certain creative arrangements, I guess you could say. And it also plays towards the power, the bargaining power that somebody like a CM Punk, or in this case, a Sasha Banks and Naomi have. Because they want better creative for their characters, they're actually going to be able to bargain with that chip moving forward.
Yeah, I agree naman. Just to clarify the bit Ro said earlier, I think this is something we mentioned on the podcast last live stream na Sean Rossap of Fightful confirmed the earlier report ni Raj Giri. So based on those reports na release na nga si Sasha Banks, which technically does make her a free agent by our definition. But I'm super excited kasi there have been reports coming out in the weeks since Vince McMahon's retirement na apparently Sasha and Naomi are in the mix to come back. So kung totoo nga, sana it happens sooner than later because they'll really bolster either the Raw or SmackDown women's divisions, especially now that WWE announced that there will be a women's tag team tournament na nga, which was initially announced about a couple of months ago.
Yeah, it's starting tomorrow, so you can be you can expect, probably you can hope that they come back. I say they were the last tag team champions, and the tournament would be kulang if they weren't there.
Yeah, criminally so.
Cleveland will be popping in the next few weeks, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, so that should be fun. That should be today by the time you're listening to this podcast. All right, from one package deal, we go to another. And ito, I've been manifesting this energy for the last few weeks as well because I want to see Johnny Gargano and, by extension, Candice LeRae on the WWE main roster. And technically, they are free agents because they're not affiliated with any promotion since both of their contracts expired.
Yeah, Johnny Gargano has been laying low. I think he's been spending time with his family. I think Debussy Candice just gave birth.
Yeah, earlier this year.
So that explains why they're gone right now. But even though tomorrow's Raw, or today's Raw, depending on when you're listening to this, is in Cleveland, I don't think you'll see him just yet. Although it has been enough time for him to go back to work. But I think he is also kind of happy just being a dad. And I think he has made enough money at the moment to lay low for now.
Yeah, same. I feel like as much as we, the fans, would want to see Johnny Gargano make his debut in Cleveland of all places, parang all things considering, he's going to choose his family first, diba? Because he's given so much to wrestling. It's time for him to take a little bit back. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I want to see him back, but I also want him to be happy for his family.
Yeah, I think we can have it both ways naman. I mean, we saw it with Kyle O'Reilly. His wife gave birth lang din in the last year, and he didn't really miss a whole lot of time before he stepped back in the ring, whether it was back in NXT 2.0 or dito sa AEW, where he surfaced a few months after his own contract expired. So I'm in the anything can happen mode, and you know, Raw's gonna be in Cleveland, hometown ni Johnny Wrestling, so I wouldn't put it past him to show up and to make a statement the same way that Karrion Kross did over the weekend.
I will say that even though I don't think he's coming back just yet, I think that if he does, or when he does come back rather, sa WWE ang punta niya. For sure.
Oh, for sure. Yes, yes. Especially since Triple H. He's, if there ever was a Triple H guy, it would be him and Tommaso Ciampa.
Yep.
Diba? For the latter half of the black and gold era of NXT.
Siling standard were the, bearers, eh?
Yes, they were the two mainstays. They were the faces of that brand. So for him to come back to anywhere else other than the WWE would be very, very shocking. It would make headlines.
Where would you put Johnny Gargano, Raw or SmackDown?
SmackDown needs him more. I know the temptation is strong on Raw because I'm doing Ciampa, right?
Yeah, but I would say Raw, yeah.
But I think SmackDown needs him more because Raw is already stacked with 3 hours. Because you have 3 hours, you need to have a lot of guys there. And I think Triple H is already doing a good job of putting guys there. So you bolster the ranks of SmackDown. That's why you put Cross on SmackDown, diba? Kasi kulang-kulang na yung guys doon. So if your mid-card scene is literally only Shinsuke Nakamura and Ricochet and Happy Corbin, I think you need to add a few more guys to that division.
I like Tommaso Ciampa's work on Raw. He sometimes na overshadow na niya si Miz. Miz is essentially Tommaso Ciampa's manager at this point.
Mentor. Tommaso, they did say mentor.
Diba? Kasi Tommaso Ciampa is doing all the work, man. He's putting out fire promos, and I really want to see them recreate that Ciampa Gargano magic on the main roster. Kind of like what they did with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Right, right. So, yun, let's get to name number three. Someone we haven't really heard from in terms of TV and premium live event appearances in over a year at this point. It is Bray Wyatt. So, ito medyo puzzling because ever since he was let go by WWE sometime last year, he hasn't really appeared outside of conventions. I would have expected a group like AEW to have reached out and courted him to get back into the ring by being All Elite. Surprisingly, that hasn't happened.
I don't think it's for lack of trying. No, I think anyone who is anyone in the wrestling industry has already tried to reach out to Wyndham Rotunda, diba? So I think it's a matter of Bray not wanting to go somewhere he doesn't want to go. So I don't know if he wants to go back to WWE or if he's just taking time off because he's been through a lot, or he has, you know, new kids, right? You know, he has a kid, and I don't know what he's really thinking. So maybe the chance is higher for him to return to WWE now that Triple H is in charge. Pero it's really hard to predict. I don't know what to think. I don't know what he's thinking at all. And I honestly don't know. Ito yung talagang hindi ko alam kung saan siya pupunta.
Nag-post na naman siya sa Twitter ng cryptic message. Eh. So, I mean,
It's a few hours ago as of recording time.
Yeah, right? So, I mean, go check that out and make your own assumptions as to where Bray Wyatt ends up. But for me, I want to see him back in the WWE because I feel like that's where he belongs. Like, we can make justifications of him for him ending up on Impact on AEW, but I feel like perfectly the WWE is where that character of Bray Wyatt fits.
Yeah, I feel like see Bray would have been the perfect heir apparent to The Undertaker in terms of like supernatural presences in wrestling, even though we've also said on the podcast before na parang wala nang place for a supernatural character in wrestling in the current era. But for some reason, Bray Wyatt made it work. Like, I loved what he was doing before the Firefly Funhouse, even more so when he did the Firefly Funhouse and The Fiend. And I really felt like there was a place for a character like that in WWE if things had just worked out better in terms of the creative.
I will say though that I still remember the Bray Wyatt gimmick from Triple H's NXT all those years ago, right? I think that was like 2013, 2012.
Yeah.
And it wasn't overly supernatural. It wasn't OA Undertaker powers and
cult leadership.
Right, exactly. So I think when he goes, or if he goes back rather, Triple H could kind of temper down the OA stuff that didn't quite click with everyone else when he became The Fiend and stuff like that. So who knows? Maybe it's going to be a different, a more grounded approach this time.
One last question on Bray before we move on to the next name. Would the toned down Bray Wyatt work even if wala na si Harper, obviously, and if Rowan wasn't there?
You can always
see Rowan or see Rowan. Those are like
no,
Trevor Eric Rowan, Redbeard.
That's a good name. I think they could come back. But I think you can put anyone in that spot anyway.
Yeah. I mean, okay, Eric Redbeard, another free agent that we failed to mention here. They could easily just bring him back. Like, they've been bringing back so many guys. Wala naman silang limit, I guess, to the number of free agents they can potentially sign. However, like Ro said, you can easily slot a new guy into that mix. Diba? Ang dami nilang big bruisers na walang ginagawa masyado. Diba? Like, si T-Bar is still there. Man. I can see him work for that role. I'll fit in that role perfectly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's round out the first half with a female name, someone who I have a soft spot for, and that's Nixon Newell, FKA Tegan Knox. So, Sharen, we haven't really seen her on either of the two major promotions since her release from WWE. So, what do you think the chances are of Nixon Newell reappearing in WWE a la Dakota Kai?
Very high.
Even with the injury history?
Yeah, even with, I mean, Triple H.
Isn't she injured right now, though? Like, right now?
No. Okay. I don't know. But they just let her go. Actually, I'm not sure. I could be wrong.
As far as I knew, she was healthy when she was let go.
Okay. And then they just had nothing for her because Vince didn't know what to do with them, right? So because she is healthy and because Triple H signed her in NXT, the chances are high, diba, for her to reunite with Shotzi, diba, and do whatever they need to do. Because, again, need to bolster the ranks of that division, especially on SmackDown. I could see her back on SmackDown. And I think what Triple H is doing now is like fulfilling the many promises that he made to these indie darlings. So it's not unreasonable to expect her back.
Yeah, exactly. Triple H actually tore them, it's too harsh a word, but took them away from the reality of indie wrestling, diba? He promised them job security, and all of a sudden, wala na yun. So I guess he is trying to do right by his people, diba? Being loyal, the loyal guy that he is. But then at the same time, tama din si Ro when he says that she could easily fit into SmackDown because Shotzi really isn't doing much in that roster. So parang feeling ko, meron din siyang potential to just reunite with Tegan Knox.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if she got brought back in this tournament. Like, it's a tournament. Might as well go all out.
I wouldn't say naman na Triple H like promised these people the world and promised job security. I mean, we're not in those conversations.
No, that's not what I meant.
Not you, si Chino. That's what he said kanina. Okay. So like, I'm not going to put words in Triple H's mouth.
Whatever extent that means, diba? Like, I'm assuming na he said job security, but then wala naman, di naman tayo close to Triple H, di nga tayo binigyan ng Yamashita's treasure eh. He guaranteed a deal for his people.
Sure. Let me ask you guys this, because I was watching SmackDown over the weekend and there was a gauntlet match to determine the number one contender for Liv Morgan. So you have Liv and Ronda, and then you have seven other women on the roster. That's nine deep for SmackDown. Is that not deep enough?
I always want more people on the roster. You need a deep bench just in case one or two people get injured or whatever, which happens a lot. Yeah. And even though they don't get TV time, like not everyone gets TV time, AEW has proven then that when you have a deep bench and you have people who are just raring to go, hindi ka mawawalan ng good quality stuff to put on TV.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's happened before with the WWE. Na injure yung tao nila, and then they end up with random people, or sometimes things like a volcano erupting happen, and they get stuck in a different part of the world, diba? So parang nangyari yan eh. It can't be helped. It's force majeure. So kahit papano, you know, you want to be at least prepared for that instance. So yeah, a deep bench couldn't hurt because it's not like they only have four shows like AEW. They have the whole network, diba, to put these people on, diba? They bring them back to NXT or, you know, put them up on Superstars or something, diba? And dami nilang room for people. So it's not like may hirapan sila unlike AEW.
Yeah, I just realized SmackDown has 10 deep pala sa women because I forgot to count Lacey Evans. So there. Surprisingly deep women's roster. Raw is actually deeper now that Bayley, Dakota, and Io are over there.
Chaka, so, you there are 10 girls or 10 women on that in that division. Pero yeah. You have to split them between the SmackDown Women's Championship, the singles belt, and the tag team championships. Diba?
Right, right. Kung yun nga, matuloy itong tournament and then may follow-through siya. So here's the hoping that someone like Nixon Newell could be in the mix to come back to WWE. We're going to take a break when we come back the second half of our list of hottest free agents in wrestling today. But first, here's how you can support the podcast through your online shopping over on Lazada.
As we record this today, it is 8-8, the grand voucher sale on Lazada, which runs until August 12th. So you got a good part of the week to get everything that you want and need from Lazada. Kasi hashtag nasa Lazada yan. All you got to do to support the podcast in the process is use our affiliate link, podlink.co/IAM, podlink.co/IAM. Type that in your mobile browser, add to cart, and check out from the app. And what you buy will help us do what we do here in the podcast, no extra cost.
And now a quick word from our other podcasts on Podcast Network 8.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. And we're back, so let's get to the second half of our list of hottest free agents in wrestling today. Let's talk about Braun Strowman. Someone I'm not super excited to see if ever he does come back to WWE, but I guess my cachet pa rin naman, my name value pa rin naman si Braun Strowman.
People have been asking about him. I mean, you get a guy, he is a former WWE champion after all. So he isn't a nobody in this business, pero he is kind of a dick, right? But he was a product of NXT, right? So you can kind of argue that he did go through that Triple H process, even though he didn't really go through NXT for real. But he wouldn't be a small name whatsoever if he did get signed back.
Yeah, Braun Strowman came from the world of competitive powerlifting, so from the strongman world, and he was really built from the ground up sa performance center. So this is a guy who really went through the WWE system from developmental all the way to being a universal champion.
Tsaka he's a classic example of a bodybuilder turned wrestler, diba? Madaming, from all the way back to Hogan's era, Jesse the Body Ventura, until now, si Braun Strowman yung perfect example of that, diba? Kasi they discovered him on the Arnold Classic. And while he isn't quintessentially the Triple H guy you think of, may relationship din naman siya kay Hunter kahit paano, diba? So parang, I would still love to see him back. Only because we talk about people coming back as part of Bray Wyatt's little faction. He started off as part of Bray Wyatt's Wyatt family. So parang pwede din siyang ibalik doon.
I will say a nice thing about Braun Strowman, even though I don't quite like him as a person. I did find him entertaining as a wrestler. And it wasn't really his fault na naging awkward siya as a character. Like, he was super iffy by the end. That was because, like, Vince didn't quite know how to get behind him properly. So I think if he did get back, he could be booked a lot better.
Yeah, let's not forget now. Braun was someone who was almost always in a top spot. Like, he was always doing something important right up until he got released, diba? Because not long before that, he was working a program with Shane McMahon, and then before that, he was actually fighting Roman Reigns.
He fought the Shield, diba? Gumawa sa sariling faction.
Yeah, he did. the Dogs of something.
Hounds of Justice,
diba?
Hounds of War
or something like that. Yeah. Sina Braun, Corbin, and Drew McIntyre. So I remember that. So yeah, Braun Strowman. Where would you put him, though?
I don't know. Anywhere? He could go anywhere.
Like, yeah, he could go anywhere.
Yeah, I don't really mind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He doesn't take away or add value to any roster he's on. So parang, it's a zero sum with Braun here. So you can really just drop him in the middle of anywhere. Put him on the Raw because the Raw needs more guys, I guess.
Yeah, and I would much rather have him than Omos right now.
Like, yeah. Diba? Like an actual giant who can actually talk is better.
And work a lot better, diba?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Braun can work. Like, we really saw this guy mature as an in-ring performer right in front of our eyes.
The dropkick na shade.
He has the athletic chops and the speed for it. Speaking of big men, here's somebody who I felt like was on the cusp of making it to the main roster, then for some reason, biglang poof, nawala siya. That's Jonah, FKA Bronson Reed. And Jonah hasn't been inactive. Right before we hit record, I mentioned na Jonah was affiliated with NJPW. Apparently, he's a freelancer, which allows him to work many different promotions. I think he also did work with Impact after he left NXT. So you bring Jonah back into WWE. What's his role going to be like?
You have him be... I would put him on SmackDown. Like, I would put him there as another up-and-coming special attraction. Like, I know you have Roman Reigns already, but... you kind of have guys like Drew McIntyre who are big as well, but he had that kaiju thing going for him, and I think that can translate then on SmackDown. So he's great. He can work. He's like, it's a bit disrespectful, but he is like a kind of a budget Jeff Cobb that they got for NXT, because they can't get Jeff Cobb, so they got Bronson Reed instead. But I think he can bring to SmackDown what Jeff Cobb could bring to NJPW or brought to NJPW.
See, Jonah's a little bit more agile than Jeff Cobb. I know I haven't seen Jeff Cobb do a splash from the top yet. So
he has done a moonsault though.
Oh yeah, he has done a moonsault. I take that back, Jeff Cobb. Please don't suplex me. I like Jonah. I loved his heel run on Impact. I will tell you that. It gave him a particular edge na hindi ko nakita sa kanya on NXT. So it gave him a little bit more depth. I don't know how he's doing in New Japan. I can only assume doing well.
Yeah, they can't commit fully because he's not like under contract. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, but on Impact, I really loved his heel run. So I want to see that Jonah back in the WWE kasi yung nakakatakot talaga siya as a heel.
Yeah, I guess SmackDown could use more heels aside from Sheamus and the Bloodline, diba? When the Bloodline isn't there, you kind of do need another big villainous threat, and maybe Jonah could fill that role on the Blue Brand. Before we run out the list, we just gotta tell everyone na yung pinagbasehan namin ng free agent list na to is Fightful.com. So they actually have a section over there where they have listed all the free agents in wrestling.
And I mean, doon ko lang nalaman na wrestler pa pala si Scotty Too Hotty.
No, he is. that much I knew naman. But I didn't know that there was actually someone who kept tabs on the free agent list. So that's where we got this from. And that's also where we got this next couple of names from to round out our list. And we're going to talk about the Deathmatch King, Matt Cardona, and his wife, Chelsea Green. I really feel like Matt Cardona is on the Drew McIntyre trajectory here. Not exactly the same, pero he did up his name value so much since he got released by WWE. And Matt Cardona is arguably one of the hottest names in the indie scene today.
Oh, yeah, definitely. How many belts does he have now? 9 belts from different indie companies?
Yeah, siya yung bagong belt collector eh.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I didn't expect this from Matt Cardona, but the dude is racking up title after title, and it's so incredible to see because he believed in himself so much that he was willing to go to all these smaller promotions to do his thing kasi he knows the kind of value he can bring to a company. The dude is a total workhorse. He does what is necessary. He knows how to work a crowd. He understands his role on a card. And I am just so happy for his incredible indie run. So much so na parang nanghihinayang din ako na ibalik siya sa WWE. Because what's to say na hindi siya i-bury ulit like they did when he was there?
I'm a big fan of Matt Cardona and his work and his wrestling now. So I say this with all the love and respect. He is kind of a Diet Cody right now in that in the sense that he left the WWE as a mid-carder and then really, as you said, upped his name value. So I agree with all those things Chino said about his work. And Although I will say that if he does come back to WWE, I do think that he could get like a better treatment. Like it's like the Drew McIntyre thing. Like he was jobbed out and kind of made a joke as part of 3MB, right? But when he really, really got serious about it and when he turned his career around, they acknowledged that and they respected that and really booked him as a serious threat on NXT. So I do think that there is precedent in turning Matt Cardona, or if he ever comes back as Zack Ryder, into a really big deal or kind of a big deal on either Raw or SmackDown. Right? So I do want to see that. And I do hope that he goes to a place, even if it's not WWE, he goes to a place, a major wrestling promotion that treats him like the big deal that he is. I mean, he does Impact now, but he can still dream bigger than that, I think.
I was going to say, nah, Matt Cardona's also a product of the WWE system. Like, they literally got this kid on the roster at 20 and then molded him and turned him into...
Oh, yeah, he was a major bro. Yeah.
Yes, wow. Yes, he was a major bro, right? In the mid-2000s. He grew up in WWE, and I think Matt Cardona's one of those guys na parang... It doesn't feel right if he doesn't come back to WWE at some point. And I think if he ever does come back, I'm hoping na yung sinabi ni Ro magkatotoo na he does get the Drew McIntyre / Cody Rhodes treatment.
Yeah, Vince did fire him. Sorry, go ahead.
We talked about Matt. We also have to talk about Chelsea Green.
Sure.
Yeah. Who also brings her own value to the table. Hindi lang namin sila pinier kahit mag-asawa sila. But Chelsea Green in her own right is also a badass. And somebody's a roster like SmackDown could definitely use her because it fills out that mid guard so perfectly and also sets up a potential main eventer.
Chelsea Green is a Triple H signee, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
There is that as well. So I think Triple H has to be keeping tabs on how Matt Cardona and Chelsea Green have been doing on the indies, and I think he will want that for himself.
I think just to add to the pairing of Matt Cardona and Chelsea Green, WWE doesn't really have a whole lot of yung magjowa or mag-asawa in real life na on-screen partners. Then
they just got one
Miz
back.
And Maurice.
They just got one back
in Killer Cross and Scarlett. So it's nice to have them in spades because they can all fill different roles din naman. Like Miz and Maurice, yes, mag-asawa in real life, but they're different from Cross and Scarlett. So I think Matt Cardona and Chelsea Green, if they ever come back to WWE, I think they'll fill a different niche then of heel. Or they could slot them in as baby faces and have them go up against Miz and Maurice since may history na rin naman dun between Zack Ryder, The Miz, and Maurice from like 2016. Yeah. So I think that opens up so many possibilities for them going forward if Matt Cardona and Chelsea Green are brought back.
Yep.
Agreed. I mean, yeah, I'm not going to disagree. I love a good Telesarian storyline.
Yeah.
So let's go.
And they've got chemistry, but unlike Seth and Becky, who we love, it's just that they don't have on-screen chemistry, but Cardona and Chelsea do.
Yeah.
That's our list of hottest free agents in wrestling today. Did we miss out on any names that you felt should have been part of the list? Let us know. You know where to find us. Twitter and TikTok, it is at Wrestling2XPod. As we wind down here, let's tell you about another way you can support the podcast, and that is through your online shopping over on Shopee.
All right, guys. Again, 8-8 sale happening right now, also on Shopee. Not sure how long this one is running. It doesn't say here on the site, but... if it is still running by the time you hear this, you can support the podcast with your online shopping. All you got to do is use our affiliate link, podlink.co/W9X, podlink.co/W9, and the letter X. Type that in your mobile browser, add the cart, and check out from the app. And what you buy will also help us do what we do at no extra cost.
All right. Now, of course, we've got our weekly live streams happening on Kumu at Wrestling Wrestling Pod and on Facebook.com/Wrestling Wrestling Podcast Thursdays at 7 p.m. Please go ahead and join the community. Join us as we break down the week in wrestling. But if you want to keep talking about wrestling on Twitter individually, you can hit us up. It is at Monday Night Rowan, at Chino Supersized, at Rowis War, and at _StanC. Huge thanks to our friends at PNA for putting all these episodes together and give you all the content that you want and need. We're going to be ending this audio-only episode right here. We'll catch you on Thursday night for the live stream. On behalf of Chino Liao and Ro Moran, my name is Stan C, reminding everyone to please keep your masks on, may surge pa rin, and get your vaccines and boosters if and when you can. Wrestling Wrestling Podcast out. Bye-bye.
Peace.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.